Blog Talk Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts and put your foot on the gas. The Red Light Sports Network presents the Red Light Sports Ramble.
They say it's cool and that, but I don't. They probably don't really think it's that cool.
With Troy Otradovic.
He is really good.
And Evan Witalison.
He's awesome.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the marvelous Evan Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. What's going on today, buddy?
Not a whole lot. Just made another blunder like I did. Not so much like I did yesterday, but made another blunder. This time, instead of a blunder, I texted the wrong number for the guest we're supposed to have, and now I don't know if we're going to get him on or not, because I was supposed to text at 9:30, and I did double-check the number before I put the text in, and I just double-checked the number now because I got a reply, and it was the wrong number. So I sent the text out to David, see if he can come on, and we're just waiting for him to come on now. So we're planning to talk to WWE SummerSlam, one of the big four pay-per-views that WWE puts on every year. And this is kind of a big one because it's the first big one since they had their brand split. So now SmackDown and Raw are two separate shows under the WWE umbrella. This is their first big event since they've had it. So, I wanted to get David on, but like I said, I screwed up and dropped the ball, and, we'll see if he's able to get on before the show wraps up. So other than that, not so much going on. So how are things going on in Western PA?
Telling you before the show, and you knew about this, and for our loyal listeners and those that listen in, big news for the network today, for you and I, as we had some conversation with WXED 107.3 in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. It's a community radio station, and Evan, we don't have all of the details. We don't know when the first show will be, but we will be having our episodes archived and, I guess, use the word, I don't want to use the word syndicated, but replayed on the airwaves, 107.3 WXED. So it was a nice day for us as a network to have a radio station, listen to what we do and agree to put our shows on the air. So I'm pretty excited for that. You and I have been doing this now 3 years. And, our goal was to make this happen. And so, for me, it's just I'm pumped up, It's all of our hard work. When I talk to her, I use what we talk about all the time is that a lot of radio stations look at you and I and say, well, you're just podcasters. Well, yeah, that's what we do. We podcast, but I think you and I have been prepared as professionally as any radio host in America. And I told that to him. I said, look, it's not like we jump on two drunken fools, talking about BS. We prepare, we research, we have a quality show, and it's nice. It feels nice to be rewarded, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels very good to be rewarded, and I'm excited for that as well. It's just going to be a great opportunity for a different audience to hear us, and it's just going to be a great opportunity. We're going to look forward to that, and it should be a great time. So, like I said, I'm still waiting for David to get back to me, but I'm thinking I dropped the ball on that. So, anyways,
it happens.
While we wait, a couple things to talk about. Packers do play tomorrow, Troy. And Jordy Nelson got activated from the PUP list. He finally passed his physical, so he's clear to practice. Now, I doubt he's going to play tomorrow because that's very short turnaround time. Gets activated today and then gets playing tomorrow. But I'm going to get your thoughts. This was the talk on Sports Talk Radio for mostly around here, Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson, if they're going to play at all during the preseason. And I want to get your thoughts. Should Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers play at all during the preseason? Or should they just wait to week one down in Jacksonville? Me, personally, I think they should get some playing time. Not necessarily tomorrow, but I think game three, Rodgers for sure should get some playing time. Nelson should get a couple plays too. Because the thing is, Jacksonville is not a pushover. Jacksonville is a pretty solid team that's only getting better, and it's going to be very tough to go into Jacksonville and get a win. That's not going to be an easy win like a lot of Packer fans have already marked it down. It's not going to be an easy win. It's going to be a difficult win. So they need to get ready for that week one. And I think if you don't play Rodgers or Nelson or much of the starters at all during the preseason, I think it's going to hurt you. I think it's going to end up hurting you in the long run because, you know, Packers have been slow starters in the past when it comes to the regular season. And Jacksonville, then Minnesota after that, week one and week two, that's really not, to me, that's really not the time to be a slow starter. I think you need to come out of the gate running on all cylinders, and I think you risk not running on all cylinders by not playing Rodgers and Nelson at all during the preseason. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm on the same boat as you there. I think they need to get some work, especially Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers, to get in a game situation. I don't think they need to play, you know, one whole quarter together, but I think you need to have a couple series with Rodgers tossing the ball to Jordy Nelson. Nelson's got to get out, run some routes. I know you can run routes and practice and get that timing down. I'm going to make my cut here in 3 seconds. I need you to do the back shoulder in 1.5 seconds. You can get that timing in practice, however, until it's game situation and there's a live defense on the other side of the ball that you don't know what they're going to do. You practice against your own defense over and over, and you can kind of read that defense pretty easy. I think they need some of that against opponents. And it does not have to be an extended whole game. I don't even think it needs to be a quarter, but I think they need to go out and they need to get some of those routes down. They need to get some of those throws down. I'm not worried about Aaron Rodgers and his accuracy and all those things. But when you look at this offense, Evan, it was apparent last year. When Jordy Nelson wasn't there, the timing was off game after game after game after game. And there were times that you and I pointed the finger at Aaron Rodgers. Early in the season, we're like, oh, the receivers, they got to get used to Aaron Rodgers, got to get used to Aaron Rodgers. Well, over the course of time, it never got any better. And I think you're absolutely right. You go flying into week one without playing could be rolling the dice. I think they've got to get in, and it's not even so much conditioning and all those things, but I think it's the comfort level to be able to go against a live defense in a competition setting. That's my thought.
You know, I just have my concern with that too if they don't play him at all. I think it's going to be beneficial for the team in the long run if he does get a little bit of playing time this preseason. I guess I don't think it has to be tomorrow. I don't think it has to be much in week four. But I think game three, you've got to give them some playing time. I believe it's out in San Francisco, week three of the preseason. I think you got to give them some playing time. And I think you're doing a disservice to the Green Bay Packers if you don't give them that playing time. You know, I want to bring up, too, Aaron Rodgers had some interesting comments about the on the Jim Rome show today. And he was interviewed, and I don't know if he had, you know, I don't know if the Jim Rome went through the Packers for this interview or not, but some interesting words he had to say. He's talking about that the NFL as a league tries to bully players. They try to bully players. And this is, I'm trying to find some quote. The Packers quarterback said that the league's latest investigation is setting a bad precedent. The league has threatened to suspend Matthews, Peppers, Neal, and Harris. I think it's pretty typical of how things have been going with the NFL lately, Rodgers said on the Jim Rome show. It sets a bad precedent. So Rodgers is also saying that the NFL should allow players to speak out more. And this is going on with some of the stuff that's been going on that we've seen guys like LeBron James and Chris Paul come out against too. And here's another Rodgers quote. I think that any wild accusation, accredited, legitimate or unlegitimate, they're going to try and bully these guys into testifying. It looks bad for the league, especially after Peyton got cleared and this thing has been. There's been some holes shot at it. But I'm confident those guys have nothing to hide and they will work something out. I just think as far as the league goes, there's been some negative things that have come their way and the way they responded is maybe not been the best way to handle it. And he also goes, if that's talking about Goodell having too much power, if that is the case, we have nobody to blame but ourselves because we have the opportunity in the CBA to make some legitimate changes to that. I think there's probably too much pressure to come back to a deal. We had all the power on our side, and that was something we should have negotiated to the CBA because there shouldn't be someone who is judge, jury, and execution. And that's something we've talked about, Troy, often on the show. That Roger Goodell sits as the judge, the jury, and the executioner. And that's something you and I have talked about in the past about Goodell should not be the judge, jury, and executioner. It should not work that way. And I just want to kind of get your thoughts on Roger's comment. And do you see any backlash from Roger Goodell, as you've called him in the past, coming back on Rodgers for his comments?
Well, you know he's going to. That's a given. You know, I was talking about this today with my stepson when I picked him up from work today. And you look at the situation that these players are in, and this is nothing more than, and I used it this morning, Roger Goodell. You know, Roger Goodell is not backing down from this situation. He will suspend them if they don't talk because he does not want to get slapped in the face again. He does not like being wrong. He likes to be in control. He's a control freak, and that's part of his problem. He does not like to give up the power. And I think sometimes, and I'm not going to go as far as saying he abuses power, but it's pretty darn close. So I think this situation, Evan, is one that could have been rectified long ago and not even carried out this long. But you've got a commissioner that doesn't like to admit that he's wrong, that likes power, and he does at times run renegade in my mind. I mean, how many times, Evan, have you and I talked on this show about his decision-making on suspensions and overturning suspensions and giving suspensions? They're not consistent. I mean, his thinking, his thought process, it's like he makes up his mind, and that's the way it's going to be. And in this case, with these players, he's made up his mind. They're going to be suspended if they don't talk to the NFL. And honestly, Evan, I think even if they talk to the NFL, I think you're going to see a suspension. Then you're going to have the appeal process. Then they're not going to be suspended. It's going to be a circuit. And so back to the original point, yes, something is going to come down on Aaron Rodgers. Not necessarily a suspension, maybe a fine, a slap on the wrist, because Rodgers, Evan, has really not been a rebel. He's really not been one of those that's been critical of the NFL. So I don't think that he's going to have to serve a suspension. But definitely there's going to be a phone call or a letter from Mr. Goodell to Aaron Rodgers about his comments. I definitely believe that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think there might be a fine, or Goodell might be, kind of pissed at Rodgers. He can't really, suspend him at all. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's a fine. And here's my concern with this whole situation with Peppers and Matt. Now, the Players Association basically decided to stand down and say that if the players want to talk, they're welcome to talk, and there won't be any repercussions at all from them talking to the league. Here's my concern, and I know we talked about this the other night, but I've been thinking about this. Why would the NFL put down the ultimatum that either you talk or you're suspended if they didn't have something? I don't think they have something right now that they can just, pull that trigger and suspend them. But I think they have something that they're trying to back Peppers and Matthews into a corner. I think they're trying to get that Peppers and Matthews not cooperating with the league. That's what I think they're trying to do. And obviously they tried doing it, testify, talk to us or else. But I think they have something that they're going to ask about, something that they're going to bring up to Peppers and Matthews and Neil and Harrison, that depending on their answer, they're going to go on and suspend them anyway. I think they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. I hope I'm wrong. But I think all four players involved are damned if they do, damned if they don't. I think they're going to be suspended either way. I think the league has decided that they want to suspend them, but they got to get them in to interview so they can ask that question about whatever it is that they have, and based off the answer they get, they can Tom Brady them. Say they did not cooperate with the investigation. Well, according to Brady, he pretty much, and hit Brady's camp and the Players Association, Brady answered every question the league had and gave them everything the league asked for. But they still went around and said he did not cooperate. And I think they're going to do the same thing with Peppers, Matthews, Neil, and Harrison. I think they're going to do the exact same thing. That's my big concern. I hope I'm wrong, but I just have a gut feeling that the Packers will be without Peppers and Matthews for a few games, and the Steelers will be without James Harrison. So, like I said, I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't see it happening any other way.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of where I was alluding to in the beginning, is, they're going to talk or they're not going to talk, and there's going to be a suspension. There'll be an appeal, and we saw what happened with Mr. Tom Brady and his appeal. And that just carry on.
The players are going to lose.
Yeah, they're going to lose. They always do. And thus, go back to why I nickname Commissioner Roger Goodell. Because he is. He's, in my mind, has that. He's got that makeup. And, he's not the only person that I know in the world that's like that. There's certain people that just, they have that personality, that they can never be wrong. They can never admit they're wrong. And that's what Roger Goodell does. He is a guy that he will do things to maybe try to rectify, but I can't remember, and I'll throw this back to you. Evan, can you ever remember a time when Roger Goodell said he was wrong?
No, I can't think of any time.
So, yeah, you paused there for a minute. So, the minute you paused, I knew what your answer was going to be. It's going to suck. Like you said, the players are going to lose either way. They're screwed either way. If they stick by the Players Association, which I agree with, that's your governing body. That's your union. You always go to those representatives that are representing you as a whole. And I don't see this being the first. I don't see this being the time where the Players Association finally beats the NFL. And under Roger Goodell, Evan, I don't ever see the Players Association win. Because he has in his back pocket that whatever he does, he knows an appeal is coming up. And you brought it up yesterday. there needs to be an arbitrator. There needs to be an arbitrator. It's just the way it has to be. So, you know, that's, I think we've beat that. We've beat that pretty well to the end of its stick, I believe. So moving on to tomorrow's game, we talked about Nelson and Rogers. So, you know, we're moving on. This should have been preseason game number 3, Evan, but it's game number 2. You're looking at the game tomorrow, and as a fan, I'm going to throw this out at you. What are you looking for tomorrow night? I mean, what do you want to have the Packers accomplish in preseason game number 2?
Well, I want to see a guy we missed in game number 1, and that was Hundley. He didn't play at all. He was nursing a sore ankle, so they didn't play him. I want to see what Hundley does. That's what I'm interested in seeing. I like Brett Hundley, and I think he's a guy that maybe after this season or next season, they can trade him for a pretty high draft pick. I'm not going to say a first-round draft pick, but with the way the quarterback position is in the NFL, I think he's a guy the Packers could swap for some draft picks. I really do. And I'm interested to see how he does. And I also wonder if, you know, how much of Eddie Lacy we're going to see. I like what I saw from Eddie Lacy after game 1. I know that there'll be four touches, but it's 4 touches in a row. And Lacy said he felt more explosive. And I agree. I think he looked a little more explosive at that point of attack. So I'm excited for that. And I want the tight ends did really well in game 1. I didn't really see too much of Richard Rodgers, but Jared Cook, and Jared Cook did really well, and some Perello did really well, and I forget the other guy's name at the moment, but the Kennard Beckham or whatever, he did really well. So I'm interested to see what the tight ends do, because that's going to be a very key position for the Packers offense. And there wasn't a lot of big plays from the tight end spot in game 1, but I wasn't expecting a lot of big plays with the 2 quarterbacks that they played. I expect with Hundley some potential big plays across that middle of the defense throwing the football, since he's got a little bit of a bigger arm than Callahan and the other rookie that they play. But that's kind of what I'm looking for, the tight end play, some more of Eddie Lacy if they play him. And I also want to see Brett Hundley. As I said, he's someone that I feel they can move in the next offseason or two for some pretty decent draft. So what about you? I don't know if you heard everything I had to say, because I saw that I must have had a connection problem. But what about you? What are you looking for the second preseason game? And obviously Rogers and Nelson will not be playing.
Yeah, I heard a little bit, and for some reason my call dropped, which happens every once in a while. What big thing, number 1 key as a fan, we mentioned this throughout the preseason all the time, no injury. I hope they come through health. But like you, I want to see some of these younger guys, these guys that can get a chance to play, that were scheduled to play in game 1. And I think we know where, you know, the battles for starting positions and second string, that's great, and we need that. But this is a roster, Evan. You got to be top to bottom to win a Super Bowl. You know, you look back at when the Packers won their last Super Bowl. I mean, geez, that injured reserve list had to be a mile long. It was longer than a kid's Christmas list. And so I want to see some of these young guys and see if there's anybody that can get into a game situation that can fill out a roster, that can, you know, be the 49th guy, the 50th guy, the 51st guy, and give them a chance in a game situation. Again, I know practice is key. Former coach, you know, we practice and practice. We evaluate a lot through practice, but there's a difference between practice and games. And you have to get on the field, and you have to show it on the field. And so to see these young guys get out there, be in a game situation, see if they've absorbed the playbook, see how much they know of the playbook, see what their instincts are. Because I think sometimes in practice, it is a very controlled environment. And, yeah, you can let your instincts happen a little bit. But you can't just go full-fledged and want to hit somebody and make, you know, a bone-crushing tackle. And so I think some of these young guys, you see the intensity. I talked about it after the first preseason game, is I like the intensity. I like the urgency. And you get that with guys that are fighting for jobs. And as a fan, that's what I like to see. And I want to see these young guys. But I really want to see a lot of Hundley, like you said. I agree with you 100% that, you know, Hundley's not the quarterback of the future in Green Bay. But Hundley's a guy, and it goes back to the Brett Favre era, Evan. You look back at all of his backups, the Ty Detmers, the Mark Brunels, the different people that had been behind Brett Favre. And I kind of see that a little bit with Hundley, that they can groom this guy and actually audition him. Audition him in the preseason. Let other teams see what he has to offer. And the better he does in the preseason, the better the Packers' return on this investment is going to be, because that's what Hundley was. Yeah, he's a guy that if something would happen to Rodgers, can step in and play. But I think this was an investment pick. Yeah, you got to have a solid backup. But I think in the back of Ted Thompson's mind, he knows we're not going to be able to pay him the second contract, and Hundley's going to want to go get starter or have a chance to start. And so play him as much as you can. We all know Mr. Matt Flynn made a killing on one game against Chicago. He made a killing. Didn't really work out in his favor as far as playing time goes, Evan, but he sure made out, didn't he? He had one great audition tape, and he got some bucks. And I'm not saying Hundley's going to get the huge contract, but you give this guy a chance, and I think it's only fair for a guy that has the potential to be an NFL quarterback in Brett Hundley. I like him. But unfortunately, by the time his rookie contract's up, you know, this is not going to be that same decision they had with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. When his rookie contract is up, it's going to be, should we deal him or should we deal him before that even comes, or do we let him walk? And I don't think they should let him walk. I think they can get something in return for him. So a quick question here at the end with just a couple of minutes left to go, Evan. Hundley's rookie contract, I mean, I just mentioned, I think they should get rid of him before the contract ends, so that they don't risk the chance of just letting him walk away with no return on this investment. What are your thoughts there?
I hope they don't let it get to the rookie contract expiring. I think you're going to have a lot of, I think you could get stuff for him. And, I think if you don't, move him before that rookie contract's up, he's going to be a starter for another team in the league. And you're going to get nothing for him except for probably a comp pick. So, with that, looking at the time, we are about to run out of time. So, I'm going to throw it back to you, and tomorrow's show, the game may or may not be over yet when we go live on the air, but we're going to talk of tomorrow's game a little bit. What stood out to us, what we liked, what we didn't like, and kind of go from there. So, with that, I'm going to throw it back to you to let our listeners go.
Yeah, it'll be a good show tomorrow night. We're going to talk some Packer preseason football. And, again, I'm going to knock on wood. Hopefully we're not talking about any major injuries tomorrow, even if it's to a third-string guy. You never want to see injuries in the preseason for these gentlemen that are out there busting their hump. But with that, for Evan Witalison, I am Troy Otradovic. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Listen in tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. We'll get back at you tomorrow night. Enjoy your evening, everyone.